Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Wandering One podcast, brought to you by Wandering One Studios and me, your host, Link Flores. It is a very warm and sunny Wednesday here in Northeast Florida, April 15th, 2026. How are you guys doing? Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for the love and sharing. Thank you for the support over on Patreon. And yeah, I hope you guys have had a great week. This week has been, it's been pretty nuts. Of course, the news is always wild, but yeah, everything's bizarre. yeah, Afrika Bambaataa, legendary hip-hop creator and innovator, passed away literally the day after, at least I heard the news anyway, the day after last week's podcast. And I'll be honest with you, I got notified about this story through a friend through another Discord channel I was following. And I'll be honest, like, I got a little spicy with them, but it wasn't because I was like really mad. I was just kind of like, that's a weird thing to ask me. Because he's like, hey, what do you think about this guy? I'm like, I mean, I knew of him. I didn't really listen to a lot of his work. A lot of times. And also, like, when Afrika Bambaataa was like big and really popping off, I was still like a real little kid still. So, like, it wasn't like I was like just balling out of control, just going to, you know, Sam Goody's or, you know, Tower Records, which would have been the big stores back then, you know, to pick up CDs. And if I would have heard it, it would have been on the radio. My parents were pretty strict about what we listened to. So I didn't listen to a lot of hip hop growing up, except for what I could like hear on the radio occasionally when we were on road trips or whatever, or driving to and from the store or whatever. Or when I'd sneak with my friends when I was, you know, out and about as a kid. So I didn't really have a lot of familiarity with hip hop until I got to be in like my mid-teens. And then I got more familiar with it as I got into my, you know, when I went off to college, I was able to buy my own music. So I did that. And yeah, it's, you know, it's unfortunate to hear, you know, when somebody who's so iconic in the hip hop scene dies, but it was really fucked up that like the thing that was mentioned in the post about his death, like at the end, you know what I mean? It was like later in his career, he was accused of sexual misconduct. I'm like, the man just died, all right? Like, he's not going to beat the charges now, so why the fuck did you bring that up? It really irritates me, too. Like, that's a real shitty thing that news outlets do, is they can't wait to bash you as soon as you're dead. I mean, I never heard about any of this stuff when he was alive. In fact, I didn't even know he was still alive until somebody mentioned that he died. But then as soon as he died, oh, you know, he was accused of sexual misconduct. What the fuck that got to do with him being dead right now? I mean, is anybody getting a check from this? Like, what the fuck was that? It was just a weird thing to flex on. You know what I mean? And it happens a lot. And it's never cool to me when somebody does that kind of thing. And especially when it comes to like reporting news like that. I don't understand that mindset. I just don't get what that's about. Anyway, that's very unfortunate that he passed away. But yeah, I mean, I didn't really have any real skin in the game. I didn't really know the guy's music. I mean, I knew of him, obviously, but I wasn't very well versed in his catalogs, put it that way. So I really didn't have anything to offer that particular individual when that came up. I was like, oh, and very sad. You know, very sad. Anyway, that was all I had for him. And it's weird because, like, you know, there's other people that have passed away in, like, the news or, you know, in gaming or in sports or in music or in the film world. Shit, even in our communities that I've been more impacted by. And I had nothing against the man. I just didn't know him. You know what I mean? I didn't know him personally. But I didn't know enough about him to actually feel any kind of way. Is that weird? I don't know. Like some things don't mean something to somebody, and that's fair. You know, right? I mean, I don't really have to feel anything about everything. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know.
I think that the real thing for me was there were other people that I looked up to more in music and in film that, like, when they passed away, I felt some kind of way. Like, when James Earl Jones passed away, that was huge for me. Big Star Wars fan. Loved him and everything else he was in, too. You know what I mean? The Lion King, Coming to America. I don't have to read the man's resume to you. You know his body of work. But yeah, that actually affected me. I mean, I actually sat down and cried because that was like a part of my childhood. It was part of my formative years. You know, listening to James Earl Jones' voice as Darth Vader as a kid was just one of the coolest things ever. And yeah, that affected me. This gentleman right here, Afrika Bambaataa, I didn't have any connection with. I guess it's fair. You know what I mean? Like, you can't feel everything for everything. You can't feel something about everything all the time or you'd explode. You know, you can have an opinion, of course, but like, you can't feel something. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm just rambling, which is what I want to do during the podcast. Again, that's just kind of what I do here. But yeah, there's so much. I mean, it's weird to say that any successive week is weirder than the week that preceded it, because it almost seems like a given now at this point. Yeah. It's like everything is crazy and we're all just running around like, you know, chickens with their heads cut off and trying to keep above water. I don't know. I'm going to speed run some of this stuff because some of the stuff I had in my brain, I'm like, I don't even want to think about for long. Like, obviously we know Trump government bad. So in orange weirdo news, he tweets out a video of a woman being murdered in Florida by, what he claimed was an undocumented immigrant. It's ignorant that he posted it. But an undocumented immigrant, killing a woman with a hammer. So Psycho Bob posts that video on his Truth Social bullshit. And no one said a fucking word about it for almost a week. Like, by the time I had heard about it, it had been like 4 days after it had been done. And normally the news cycles pick up on stuff like that. But I'm finding now that, like, with as many millionaires and billionaires that are controlling certain media markets, they're intentionally throttling certain bad stories about Trump. Because he's wildly unpopular, this war is tearing the world apart, literally, and ruining economies, both, you know, foreign and domestic. And I think they're really trying to insulate him as much as possible against all the ridiculousness. Like, he's flailing, like, begging for someone to take him out, and they keep preserving him. And I don't fully understand why. Like, I have my suppositions and I have my theories, but none of them, I think, really hold water. I don't know why, outside of just trying to keep people distracted by being mad at the weird shit he does, so that we don't notice, like, them pulling the levers and turning the gears behind the scenes. You know, I guess if we're focused on him being a weird fuck, then, like, we're not focused on, you know, company X raising the price of goods and services, you know, and slowly squeezing out employees to hire robots to do jobs that people should be doing. Shit like that, you know, like one of the things that came to mind was I'm changing my merchandise store. So if you're going to Streamlabs right now, good luck, because you're only really getting legacy merch. I personally appreciate the support, but those prices are a little exorbitant and it was not my doing. What's happened is, because of these wonderful tariffs, you know, that the annoying orange has instituted, all the prices on all the merchandise went up. Well, I didn't have any say in the increase of price. For the merchandise, all I could do is affect, like, the profit point on my end. Well, when they raised the scale and everything, I started noticing I was making way more profit off of stuff. And I'm like, that's not what I want. That's not the price point that I wanted. So the profit doesn't make me feel better about it. It makes me feel weird. Like, I feel like I'm cheating people out of stuff. But yeah, they, I mean, they with all that stuff, they're like, hey, you know, we don't have anybody to talk to. There's no way to address how odious and terrible Streamlabs' back end, site management is. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go somewhere else. and I actually found another supplier that I'm gonna be looking at and trying to shift designs and put new work up on. But they are like, we actually have customer service people that you can talk to, like human beings. So if you have an issue or question, you can call us and we will we have hours of operation and we will answer you during those times. I was like, that sounds fucking delightful, you know? And I think we all really kind of just want a little bit more transparency. Like when we see this weird shit happening, you know, and we see like, hey, why are you doing this? I would be okay with them instead of lying to me and saying like, it's a measure to, you know, cut costs and make things more efficient for the consumer. Like, we like money. We don't give a fuck about you. I would appreciate the second answer way more because at least it's honest, you know, like that would make more sense. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, and again, like I said, weirdo keeps doing weirdo shit. The thing where he posts the photo of himself as Jesus ministering to like the AI, generated bullshit of him administering to a sick man and healing him as Jesus Christ himself was wild. It's not unexpected. I would also hazard a guess to say it probably wasn't like, you know, the natural evolution of how a crazy person functions. Like we're like, eventually he's going to start calling himself. He's already called himself the chosen one before. You know what I mean? He's obviously leaned into the Christian nationalism with the weird preachy lady that was referred to him as Jesus. Basically referred to him as like, you've been persecuted just like Christ. Get the fuck out of here. I don't see any nail holes in his hands. You know what I mean? So. And then I guess because that lady said it, the hookah, haka, haka, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike. That lady, God, I ought to find that video. Every time I see her, that shit makes me laugh because she's such a fucking cartoon and a hypocrite. But anyway, I digress. I guess when she co-signed on that shit, he was like, why shouldn't I just assume that I'm just like Jesus Christ? And then this fool tried to say, this idiot tried to say that he thought he was a doctor administering aid to the sick. Get the fuck out of my face, that bull. You knew exactly what the fuck you were doing. You knew exactly what you were doing. You knew exactly what you meant by that. Because you know you were caught because you said, I didn't do that. And like, it's on your social media page. Who else has your phone? I thought it was a doctor. Come on, son. Can't even lie good anymore. At least like at first the lies were at least like entertaining, even if they were completely stupid. It is like watching a child lie, you know, like when a kid lies, they lie because they're in trouble or they're scared of getting in trouble, and they usually come up with the dumbest lie first. Like when it makes no sense, it's just something to say to kind of throw you off the scent for a little bit while they think of what they really need to say to get out of trouble. And that's kind of what this sounds like. I did find a video the other day, and I might probably post it as a link later. Of Trump just basically showing you exactly how he is and who he is. It's a really kind of disgusting, just because of it's so apparent, and it's so obvious that you're like, that's the kind of person we're dealing with right here, and it makes it really. It really does make me kind of want to walk back the idea of like, maybe MAGA people deserve a little bit of a break. And I go like, nah, because they see shit like this and it doesn't affect them. So I don't know where to stand on that anymore. You know what I mean? Anyway, the videos of Trump getting on board Air Force One. And as he's climbing up the stairs, he has an umbrella in his hand. And then when he gets to the door of the plane, he tries to close the umbrella and it doesn't work because he's too stupid to realize he has to either turn the umbrella sideways and bring it inside the plane to close it, or he has to close it outside the door and then bring it in. But when he can't figure out how to close the damn umbrella, he just drops it right at the top of the gangplank to go into the airplane and just lets it sit there blowing in the breeze, almost flying off into the you know, flying off the gangplank, and it could have easily gone into an engine or something like that because the wind was blowing, and I'm sure the engines were raring to go. And some other dude had to run up the stairs after him to pick it up and close it and put it away. And if that little snippet doesn't exactly and perfectly describe the type of human being that we're dealing with here, I don't know what does. I've said it multiple times to friends, family, and here on the podcast. He's basically like a toddler that's being unsupervised. And, you know, if you've ever had or dealt with a toddler, you know that they're little tornadoes of destruction. They can't help that because their little brains aren't fully formatted yet, so they don't know that they shouldn't be doing the wacky shit they're doing. So they just run around as a hurricane of destruction in your house. You know, throwing salt into the fish tank, you know, drawing on the walls in crayon and magic marker, pooping in a diaper and then throwing it down the stairs. Just chaos. And because they don't know that there are repercussions for their actions, or they can't fathom the fact that they'll be held accountable for them, they just go bleh, and then just take off running. And that's kind of what he's done in terms of his life, in terms of his policy, I guess. That's how he operates. He comes in, destroys everything, and then leaves without a single care or concern for who's affected or what the impact of that action really is. It's unfortunate that a lot of people either can't or won't see that and take action about it. But, you know, there are some people who are, I mean, eventually Congress is like, I mean, I guess like slowly but surely Congress is withdrawing head from ass. And they're pushing for articles of impeachment, allegedly, who knows, who's to say. Like anything else that requires doing by Congress or by any committee, they're going to drag ass on it as much as they can. And here's my thing. If I'm Congress, I'm trying to do everything I can to put this orange buffoon and all of his sycophants out of office as fast as humanly possible. Clean house, gut rehab the entire thing, then go back, redecorate the White House again, because good God. And then start putting these people behind bars. No, you can report to us later, you know, and turn yourself in. Handcuffs, put them in bracelets, put them behind bars that day. Walk the Capitol Police in there and be like, you are under arrest, under charges of sedition or accusations of traitorous behavior, something. I want to see them in bracelets walking out with, you know, Capitol Police walking them, perp walk them, perp walk every one of them. Then they're dragging ass on this. Meanwhile, you know what I mean? This idiot is free as booty holes just to go out and just ruin entire countries, threatening to bomb an entire civilization out of existence just to say those words as a president should be an impeachable offense. You've literally posited a war crime, a genocide. The Hague, NATO, you know what I mean? The U.S., they should have flown in, stomped on the doors of the White House, and dragged this motherfucker to The Hague. That should have been the thing. They were like, you're on trial today. You know what I mean? And then you could see like the people around him. I think it's like rats trying to leave a sinking ship. But at the same time, because everything is on fire at the same time it's sinking, no one knows which door to jump out of. We're not going to bother doing anything about this, you know, gargantuan idiot. But meanwhile, just under allegations of misconduct. And I'm not saying this guy's perfect. I'm not saying, you know, he's innocent or guilty. I'm just saying just under allegations of sexual misconduct, Eric Swalwell is actually dropping out. One, he suspended his gubernatorial campaign. And now he's dropping out of, you know, being a congressman. He's quitting, basically. Tony Gonzalez is also quitting. But that guy, I'm pretty sure, I'm just thinking Tony Gonzalez actually did that shit. I don't know that. My assumption is that either Tony Gonzalez did do something to that woman to make her set herself on fire, allegedly, Or he knows who did. And it's like, she's a problem, get rid of her. And had somebody do it. Those are my suppositions. I'm just guessing. I don't have any evidence to that theory. It just seems real weird to me that that happens. And he's like, I'm just going to resign, okay? And then we're good, we're cool. No more jail threats or anything like that. Yeah, all right. And Eric Swalwell stepping down is actually surprising to me because he's been denying these allegations. My thing is, why quit if you're not guilty? You know what I mean? I think that he was being rodeoed out of the California gubernatorial race by Gavin Newsom. I think also because Gavin Newsom is so overtly vocal, and because of that, he's become very popular. People have kind of ignored some of Gavin Newsom's, like, the dirt underneath his fingernails a little bit more. But he ain't got no sex charges, you know, or sex allegations on him. You know what I mean? Like, none of that kind of stuff. So they're like, well, till he does, we'll just stick with him. And Swalwell, this popping up, I think it was kind of like a little bit of an assassination tactic, like a political assassination tactic. Like, they wanted to get rid of him so they could prop up Gavin Newsom. And while Swalwell is kind of he's got an open mouth too. I think that he wasn't as politically expedient as Gavin Newsom is. He doesn't have the same kind of charm and swagger. They're going to look at him. You look at Gavin Newsom, you're going to see like the pretty surfer boy kind of thing. That's the look they're trying to cultivate. So it's more of a cult of personality than it is actually whether or not the person's like a solid politician or doing their job well. And it's one of those things that's going to bite Democrats in the ass. Let's just be honest. Like, I just have a feeling that if and when they decide to prop up Gavin Newsom as their guy, it's not going to work out the way that they hoped it will. I just have a bad feeling about him overall. But I think that Swalwell's being, you know, I think he's being rodeoed. You can let me know what you think. You can email me at patreon.com/wanderingonestudios for free. And you can leave your thoughts. I'd love to hear what you guys think about this kind of stuff, because I'm always got a little bit of conspiracy theorism going on here. But I'm not trying to push it too far. I'm not trying to be like, you know, the moon landing is fake and the world is flat. Not that shit. But this seems like plausible at the very least. You know? At least this looks like this could be a thing that would happen. And again, like, so wild to try to keep up with everything that's going on in the world. I mean, shit. Melania breaking step from Trump. I did not have relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. No, he was you were his pass around, and we all heard that story a million times. We've seen the photos of you guys hanging out. We've seen you know, sending the emails and shit. So you knew Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Don't try that shit right now. I think she knows that Diaper Donnie's burning up, and she's like, I'm gonna try to jump as far away off this ship as I can. And if I start doing this by asking for Congress to really dig into the Epstein files and actually start pulling up people on charges and, you know, formally interviewing the survivors of this horrific ring of pedophilia. Like, she's like, if they arrest him, they'll get him. I'll have time to be free. Maybe I can get a hold of his money and take the fuck off and go to like a non-extradition country. She's going to run. If they get Trump first, Melania's got one foot on a plane going to anywhere to get away from him. I mean, we already know she don't like him. So it's not too hard to imagine that she could have just set this on fire just to see how fast it would burn. And if she can get out of the house in time, you know, that's what it looks like to me. Ooh, speaking of setting shit on fire, there's two fire things that happened this past week. So Sam Altman, you guys have heard of OpenAI. Now, I have a problem keeping these fucking AI companies straight. Basically because I think they're mostly bad. I think, like, again, we've talked about AI before. There's an application for it somewhere. I think the way that it's being used largely is incorrect. And if you're using AI to create art, fuck you. But anyway, Sam Altman has been under attack. Like, you've probably heard about the people who threw a Molotov cocktail at his house. and recently, two dudes were accused of, like, shooting at his house. So it's crazy because I thought he was the CEO of the other company with the one Claude, I think it is,
they have their AI bots called Claude that was like, nah, we're not going to work for the federal government. Turns out he's the guy who actually did decide to work with the federal government and was going to use, they're going to use his AI for some kind of applications within the Department of Defense, the Department of War, whatever the fuck. But I think he jumped the gun on that shit. It was wildly unpopular. People hated him for it. And then he's like, oh, nah. So like what happened was, and he's trying to moonwalk back on some of the caveats that he was originally being held to for taking this defense contract. He's like, yeah, we don't really feel too cool about that, guys. And after he started saying that shit, that's when stuff started getting thrown in his house. People start shooting at him, you know? Like, he's trying to moonwalk some of it back, but I think it's, like, a little bit too late. But they're trying to cook him. And, you know, I mean, there's, I mean, I'm sure there's probably people, there, those people could have been anybody. You know, it could have been people who lost their jobs to AI. It could be people who are, like, big fans of Trump and were like, you're backing out on our boy. Fuck you, city boy. Pow. You know, kind of shit. Could have been one of them. I didn't have to do that country-ass accent. It was just funny to me. Who knows? Who knows? But this is what happens. Like the whole, like that old like chestnut is like, you know, you lie down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. Yeah, a lot of people going to be doing a lot of scratching and itching lately. and yeah, like more fire stuff. Like the dude. Okay, now this I know. I've been seeing the memes around of the toilet paper roll on fire that says all you had to do is pay us a living wage, basically, and I didn't know what that was about. I knew, I heard about it, but I never heard anything on the news about it. Again, legacy media trying to like cover up or, you know, put a little bit less, well, heat on a story. But, man, the more I start reading about this dude, the more I kind of fucks with him. You know what I mean? So his name is Chamel Abdul-Karim of Highland, California. He's been charged with arson of a building used in interstate and foreign commerce. They're trying to bury this dude, essentially. They want to try to, I'm sure that somebody's trying to attach a domestic terrorism statute to this, so they can try to bury this dude. They said the charge carries a 5-year mandatory minimum federal prison sentence and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. But he set fire to a Kimberly-Clark warehouse. Kimberly-Clark is a giant paper manufacturer. And apparently, like, everybody who was at the building got out. So nobody's been injured yet, that they said. but when I tell you they're trying to bury this cat, they're trying to bury this cat. The first state charge that he has, it says, carries a special circumstance of the damage from the arson reaching more than $10.1 million. That penalty carries 10 years to life in prison for burning paper. Meanwhile, we have a guy with 34 felonies sitting in the Oval Office bombing children in other countries, but we're not gonna do nothing about that, right? Right? Okay, cool. Just checking. Just want to see if I got all my ducks in a row here. You know? They said the products inside the warehouse were estimated at $500 million, while the building itself is worth $150 million. So, yeah, they want to bury this dude forever. But he posted himself to social media, I guess, with this thing, and he said, all you had to do is pay us enough to live. That's what it was. The one dude who is, where's his name? They mentioned this guy, like a state attorney, I think. Scrolling back up. Yeah. Bill Assayle, the first assistant United States attorney, who's pressing the charges against our boy Abdul-Karim. I kind of fucks with this guy, though. I really like him. Like, this Abdul-Karim guy. He's making sense, though. I want to know what more about what happened to him. What made him just go like, uh-uh. Because you don't just do this shit for no reason, right? He didn't just wake up on a random Wednesday and go like, you know what sounds like a good idea? A barbecue. But nobody's bringing steaks. That's not what happened. Somebody did something to this man to make him snap. Because he's not like, you know, he's not like some radicalized, you know, teenager or something like that. He's not some old disgruntled employee. He's a middle-aged dude, almost 30 years old, 29, I think. Yeah, 29 years old. He's a young guy still, but like, I mean, he would have a whole future ahead of him. It made him just snap and be like, fuck it, I'm burning it all down, literally and figuratively. Something happened to this cat. One of the people commenting on it goes, the final video posted on Instagram showed the fire spreading throughout the warehouse and the defendant saying, "There goes your inventory." Look, okay. I'm not saying that crime is like a good thing to do, but your boy had to have some kind of sense of humor about this shit, because he's like, oops, just word, while you're committing fucking felony arson, you're just like, oh, sorry about that, teehee. Whatever, dude, this is funny to me. I know it's not, it shouldn't be, and I mean, everybody got out safe. It's just paper that got burnt up, right? Ain't nobody die. All you had to do is pay us enough to live. Pay us more of the value we bring, not corporate. Didn't see the shareholders picking up a shift. And he's compared himself, allegedly, to Luigi Mangione. And the more I hear about this cat, like, I want to know more about him. I mean, he's a fascinating individual. I want to know what pushed him over the edge. What was the thing? Like, did they fire him? Did they take his, you know, take his pension or whatever? Like, I mean, he couldn't have been a pension to be that young. Me, I don't know. Yeah, they did something to this man to make him snap. He didn't just decide this was a fun thing to do. He lost his cookies because something happened. I mean, think about it. The reports that were out like the last couple of weeks or whatever said that Amazon has reportedly covered up deaths in their warehouses. Now that I wholeheartedly believe. I wholeheartedly believe that. Because imagine the kind of, I mean, we've heard about the conditions that Amazon and UPS drivers have had to suffer in their trucks with no air conditioning or climate control of any kind, working in the warehouses where it's sweltering, you know, temperatures in excess of like 90 to 100 degrees inside the place. No, absolutely not, son. So them covering up deaths would not surprise me in the slightest. Again, these are alleged reports. I haven't seen any evidence reporting that exactly happened, but it wouldn't surprise me at all that somebody as odious as Jeff Bezos would run a company in such a way that people would be like, yeah, I mean, shit. You got to say 0 days without an accident, right? We got to say, we got to, you know, keep our, we can't say 0 days without an accident. We got to keep that thing ticking. So just go ahead and scoot Fred underneath the conveyor belts. We'll get him after the shift ends. Like, what the fuck? It's one of those reasons why I've been trying to figure out another way to extricate myself even more from Amazon. Because they're nightmarish. You just don't, I mean, you can't deal with it. Can't take it all with you. There are some bright spots in this, though. Like, again, like I like the idea of trying to push for articles of impeachment under like Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, that thing that's been popping around lately that we mentioned last week. Yeah, where basically you can scrub the entire executive branch. I'm like, yo, because every one of them's complicit, right? You've already seen like Trump is doing a good enough job firing the people who've been super loyal to him, you know, and he's just cutting more bait, you know, from Kristi Noem to Pam Bondi, you know what I mean? Just going down the line. Marco Rubio's coming up soon. Like, he's going to get cut eventually. Because you can't have too many women and too many, you know, foreigners, as he's going to probably label them. They're the enemy within, right? Can't keep little Marco too close. Try to do something to get rid of some of those other folks too. Ted Cruz, he's not really worth anything. There's no political currency there. But Marco Rubio is definitely worth sacrificing to him, I'm sure. And Trump can't wait, because he got no loyalty to anybody but himself. Like, he'd eat his own kids if he thought it would get him a little bit further ahead in life. I'm 100% convinced of that. Like, I don't know it, but I'm not going to say I wouldn't put it past him. You know what I mean? It's just he's a vile human being. And if we're out there and we're talking about people, can we please do something to get rid of Stephen A. Smith? Can like everybody just stop watching his show? Like, whenever he'd be on like ESPN or whatever weird ass podcast he got, can y'all just like stop watching him? You know what I mean? If you're gonna watch him, at least comment bomb his whole shit, like review bomb it or whatever. I'm really sick of Black and Latino MAGA people. They really irk me quite a bit. Because I just don't get it. Like, being so against your own self. Like, so,
The level of self-loathing and like delusion you have to assume that MAGA gives a fuck about you is insane to begin with. But to be black or Hispanic or a woman or LGBTQ, do y'all see about the LGBTQ conservative cruise? Like it was like a MAGA cruise for LGBTQ folks. I knew that they existed. I didn't know they existed like that, bro. Like they were taking over a whole cruise ship, dog. That's when Bill Burr's idea would have come in great. If you know, you know. Look up Bill Burr cruise ships. You'll thank me later. But yeah, dude, it's just crazy. I can't imagine being so invested against my own self-interest that I'd be willing to side up to these people. Ew. And it's terrible. I just kind of hearing Bill Burr's voice in my head. Yeah, you know, this guy's all right. There's been more cruise ships building. It's good for the economy. You know, I think I might go and get a job down there, one of them cruise ships. You know, and then save up enough money. Maybe I'll take a cruise myself. It's like the people who would take cruises are the worst kind of people, and we don't need them. I'm not gonna lie. You listen to it, you gotta go like, making a little bit of sense here. Not everybody, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny that he popped that shit off. It is really in my head too now. I'm hearing him in my head, and it's driving me nuts. Like I said, there is some good news. There's some good news, I promise. I mean, even with the $5 gas being out there as a thing, it just makes me fucking crazy. I did have a fun interaction with the gas station where I was waiting behind this lady. And I usually try to either like, if I see somebody getting ready to finish up at a pump, I'll wait and then pull forward. So I'm not like making it a weird situation where somebody has to like back in or swing around my vehicle to get to the pump ahead of me. I usually try to pull forward. So it kind of like move in a line. And this lady was there and she was getting her gas. And I saw her like grinning and smiling. And then she took a photograph of the pump. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's cute. And then, she, you know, put the pump back on, you know, put the handle back on the pump, the nozzle back on the pump, I mean, and then, like, got in her car and drove away. So I pulled forward. And I'm going to see what she's laughing at. And when I got there, the picture is what you'll see as the title card for this episode. Is somebody had taken one of those stickers of Trump pointing, and it says, I did that. And they pointed it to the gas prices on the pump. And that's... Well, it's not good news, haha, that's happening. It is funny that somebody's like, every time you pull up here, you're going to have to remember this. This is your guy. This your boy. This your man's. But the economy's better under Biden. It wasn't under Biden. This is the sticker shock setting in. Like, nobody's happy about this. So I'm just trying to make light of it in the best way possible. But damn, that was actually funny to me. That actually gave me a little crack up. My mom was like, it's funny until it's not. It's still funny. It's not funny that it's happening, but you got to laugh at some point or you're going to cry or go insane. Start throwing lit toilet paper rolls around warehouses and shit. Like, you got to pick one. Pick a street. And, I mean, I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy that I'm not, like, you know, struggling necessarily. There's a lot of other people who do a lot worse. And I'm grateful and fortunate and blessed to be where I'm at right now. But that doesn't mean I still can't, like, poke fun at this shit. I think it's almost imperative that we do, because otherwise if we don't and keep calling it out, then we're going to forget. Somebody's going to forget, and then when that memory becomes worn down to a little thread, it'll happen all over again. You know what I mean? That's why shame is a good thing sometimes. You know? Sometimes you have to shame people so they remember what the fuck they did wrong. And this economy is going to definitely be a hallmark of Trump's presidency. Like, with this whole saga of how Trump almost killed the entire system of capitalism by making it do exactly what it was supposed to do. They're going to study this shit in history books for years. Which actually brings us to today's Korean and Spanish word of the day, which is economy. Now, in Spanish, it's la economía. So it's pretty easy. You know what I mean? Not really much of a workaround there. La economía is economy in Spanish. Now, in Korean... This took me for a little bit of a loop. And it sounds to me, the way I hear it, when I heard it pronounced earlier, is that the G sound in Korean almost comes off as like a K. And it was really kind of throwing me for a loop. So the best way I could get it was Kyunje. The Kyunje
It's Kyunjae. That's right.
Yeah, Kyunjae. And it's really tough because it's almost like a light G sound. Kyunjae. It's like a light G right there in the middle, but it's really kind of like it kind of almost looks like it's like half swallowed. Kyunjae. And La Economía. So those are our Korean and Spanish translations of the word economy for this week. If you got a suggestion again, write into the podcast at patreon.com/wanderingonestudios. Again, you're not required to pay. It's free for everyone to go in there and take a peek, you know, and to email. So please feel free to do so. I'd appreciate it. So now we got that done. Man, let's go to some other shit. Bro, can I tell you, we have a washout at our house right now on the one corner right next to our bedroom where the landscapers come by and they hit the little splash block that's there that comes off, like, you know, you've probably seen them underneath the downspout. You know, we have gutter systems and a downspout that comes down and the water just shoots out the bottom, right? Well, if there's nothing there to stop it, or there's not something hard underneath it, you know, like concrete or wood or pavement or whatever, it'll wash out grass and sand and whatever. It'll just, over time, that will just wash out. Now, it looks like something else tried to dig under that side. Because there's one part that's like a washout, another part that looks like it's a hole. And it doesn't really look like there's any way that the water would have run straight down to that spot. And if there is, then we have a much more significant issue, because that means that we need to now put gutters all the way around the back of the house, too. But that's a problem for, you know, future Link. But right now we have to figure out how to fill in that hole so we don't, like, you know, the foundation doesn't crumble or weaken, because, you know, with nothing to hold it up, it's something dug underneath the edge of the foundation. And if there's nothing underneath there, eventually over time, that's going to weigh on that part of the foundation. It could crack and shear off. Who knows? And especially if more water goes in there, that's going to be even worse. So we got to figure out something to do. We got to do it quick, which means like within the next like week before another set of rain, maybe like the next 4 or 5 days, actually, before more rains can come in, I got to figure out a way to fill that thing up so it doesn't get washed out any worse. We don't have any problems under there. But the joys of homeownership, right? Cool. I also had to clean the outdoor rugs. I was cleaning the back porch because I knew that when the fam came over for my daughter's birthday, they were going to want to hang out on the back porch, and it was covered in pollen. Plus, the fact that it was covered in pollen meant that every time Kimari goes out there to hang out on the back porch with a little old ass, she brings it back inside the house, which means it's everywhere in the house, which means that my wife is allergic to the shit, so she's coughing and sneezing and whatever. It doesn't really bother me so much unless there's a lot of it, and I'm noticing there was a lot of it, so I spent like a good part of that day just washing the day before then, actually, on Sunday, washing the entire back porch off. That means I also have to wash out these little black rugs that I get. Some of you may have seen these kinds of things before. And in front of like at the front of a store or whatever, it's just like a black cheap El Cheapo black rubber mat with little nubbins on it to kind of help you wipe your feet off. I think the heat and the age, I mean, they're a couple years old by now. I think heat and age have started making the little nubbins fall off. And so they look like rat poops. Like, you know, have you ever seen like mouse poop or mouse droppings, you know? Then you're like, oh, ooh, gross. But no, it's just little tiny rubber nubble, like little rubber nubbins. But I took them in to wash them, you know, to kind of get some of the funk and scuzz off of them. And I flipped them over and there's like, you know, kind of like this greenish cast, almost like mold on it. So I had to throw them in the tub. And I'll tell you right now, one of the things I really wish that we had, and we don't, but it would be dope if we did, is a deep sink in our garage. We were thinking about putting one in the house, and I thought, like, you know, like a wash station, basically, like somewhere you could, like, wash a dog or whatever. The more I look at the cabinets in there, the more I go, like, nah, I'm really glad we didn't do that. But I kind of wish there was something to put there instead. I don't know how we would do it. But I would love to have like a deep sink instead. I would take that cabinetry out and put it in the garage and just put a deep sink there and call it a fucking day. Because we don't need much there. You know what I mean? We could put our trash cans way back in that corner for like the recycling in case they ever do decide to offer recycling in this area again. We just been keeping the habit up. I don't know why. But Yeah, I would rather wash them in there than in the tub in the guest bathroom, because that's what I did. And those damn rubber mats, I don't know what they're, I don't know if they're really, really actually rubber. Whatever it was, they picked them up. They left black marks everywhere. So I just, before I did the start of the podcast today, I spent about a good 20 minutes in there scrubbing the entire tub down with Tilex. And now it's making me think, like, you know what? Maybe because it's just on our back porch, right? Maybe we could just get some like fabric rugs or something like that to put out there. Nobody really goes out the back door into the backyard for anything anyway. And until we can get a fence back there to kind of keep the gators and whatnot from coming up the lawn, like, no one's really hanging out in the back porch like that. Or in the backyard, I mean, like that, you know? So we don't really have a lot of foot traffic coming back inside. So why don't we just get like some, you know, regular ass, even like those AstroTurf kind of rugs, you know, it looks like grass or whatever, but shit, like get one of those. It would make less mess. That's all I'm thinking about. I don't know. Again, I'm rambling because, you know, it was just on my mind. I was thinking about stuff. Stuff and things, man. And my weird dreams. Yeah, I had a dream that I was like a stuntman. This was funny. I was telling the crew about it on stream the other day. I had this dream that I was a stuntman on this production. Some actor I'd never seen, just my brain cooked up. And the stunt men were jealous that I was getting fucking FaceTime with the director. So they wanted to try to fight me. And one of the costume like directors or whatever, costume fitters, was like some girl that they all had a crush on. And I guess in the dream, she was flirting with me, but I wasn't picking up on it. Because in my dream, I've always wanted to work on a film set. So I was thinking, like, in my dream, I was thinking, man, this is such an opportunity. It's so cool. What if I get to do something really awesome in the shot? You know what I mean? And then people will see it, and they'll be like, that was me. I was that guy. So I'm focused on what I'm trying to do. So I guess she's flirting with me, and I'm not paying attention to it. But they're like, I'm like, well. But go talk to her then. I don't give a fuck. I'm here for this. And I don't know why y'all are mad at me. Like, the director picked me. I didn't pick myself to do this. So the one dude was like talking shit like he wanted to fight. And then he tried to throw like a Kali Eskrima stick at the back of my head. And I caught it before like anybody could, you know, before it could hit me. Like the girl screamed and she's like, oh, look out. I'm like, oh, and I caught it in midair. So then I was like, fine, fuck it. You want to fight? And I broke the stick in half and went and came after him with the sharp end of the stick. And this, by the way, this is all a dream. This didn't happen in real life. But I was just about to gut the dude. And then, like, I snapped out and woke up. I'm like, ooh, that was a lot. That was quite a bit. I almost killed a guy in my dream. That was quite a bit. It takes a lot to push me to, like, anger or whatever. But I think that would do it. Somebody trying to throw a fucking weapon at the back of your head while you're walking away. I was like, I think I'm within my rights to at least stab him a little bit, right? He would have probably knocked me unconscious. Could have killed me. You ever seen somebody hit their head, hit the back of their head? You're like, ooh, that person ain't going to be able to read good no more. You're going to have struggles. But like, yeah, so if you hit in the back of the head, I'm like, you could have killed me, dude. Or at least given me brain damage or something like that. Now I got to body this guy. And it was a dream, too, so I was really like, get him! Like, I'm not really going to kill him. It's my dream. It's a figment of my imagination. What if that was real, though? You know, you see those multiverse movies and, like, the dreams that you have aren't, like, really dreams. It's, like, you in a different universe doing a thing. Like, that'd be fucking scary if, like, that was my alternate universe self and I was just in their brain for a little bit. And I almost killed a guy because I'm like, this isn't real. And they're like, what is happening to me right now? I just quantum leaped myself from like another universe and almost made him commit capital murder. I'm like, oh, I have a lot of things to go back and rethink in my other dream lives. If that's the case, if there really is a multiverse, man, I've left a lot of multiverse me's in some pretty precarious situations. Any nightmare I've ever had, those people are definitely cooked. And that sucks. Just thinking about that is fucking nightmarish. No pun intended. I honestly didn't even think about that until I got right here on the pod. Like, that didn't even cross my mind. Oh, man. And this is why I don't smoke weed. Like, I would have the weirdest. I'd be even weirder than I already am. Absolutely be weirder than I already am. I forgot one more thing I wanted to say. I did have a dream that I was gifted a Nintendo Switch 2 the other day. That was actually last night or night before last, I think. That was pretty dope. I only had that dream because I saw my stepdaughter's Switch 2, which I didn't know that she had one, but I saw it. I'm like, oh, neat. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, I don't really want one necessarily. Like, I'm not chomping at the bit to have one. But if it showed up on my doorstep, I wouldn't be upset. You know what I mean? Anyway, I was seeing some other fun stuff too, like more good news. Like the other stuff was just random news, but like more good news is that Reddit apparently takes care of their own when it comes to the federal government. So there's a guy on Reddit, there's a guy on Reddit who was, I guess, being like openly like hunted by the federal government. And they filed like some kind of, I don't know, an injunction or whatever it is to try to get Reddit to basically cough up the information on this guy. He had made some comments that were, you know, critical of ICE and of the administration as a whole, I would imagine. But they're trying to actually take his identity from Reddit's, you know, servers and be like, you got to tell us who this is. So what they're doing is they're trying to use this code. Let's see, it says, the Summon Cited Authority under 19 U.S. Code section, I think subsection 1509, which is part of the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930. It said the motion to quash said that the summons is not authorized by law, which deals with import of boats, alcoholic drinks, and animals, amongst other things. So I guess what they're trying to say is that he's trafficking in information? I don't even know how that would work. Again, these people are bad at their jobs in the first place, so it's not surprising that even something that should be as straightforward as this is confusing to the average human being. I mean, if a legal scholar looks at it and goes, no, then... I swear to God, the people who work for the Department of Justice under Trump, they had to have gotten their shit out of a Cracker Jack box. There's no way they went to college and were good at anything to get these jobs. But Reddit basically has told them, go fuck yourself. We're not doing that. And they alerted this John Doe character, right? That's what they're calling this person, John Doe. They've alerted this John Doe character about like the efforts for the federal government to attempt to, you know, basically force Reddit to hand over his private personal information. And they're like, we would do that for anybody if the government came after us to try to push that. You know, they're like, we're not going to do that. let's see, where's one? There's one clip in there that they basically were just like, it's in so many words, they basically told the government to go fuck themselves. A Reddit person told Ars Technica, we quote, we seek to inform users of any legal process compelling disclosure of their data, as we did in this case, because users should have agency to protect their own information and are often better positioned to challenge requests that impact them. They're like, you know what they did, basically? They're like, the police are at the door. Hey, man, go out the back. Use this and push the car down the drive and you can take it. I'll act like I let somebody borrow it and I forgot. You know what I mean? Reddit is like aiding and abetting the escape, which I fucking love. Because they're like, they didn't do anything wrong, and neither did the guy. It's his First Amendment right to criticize the government. That's how it works. Yeah, and they're like, Reddit's like, go fuck yourself. We're not doing this shit for you. And I gotta say, good guy Reddit. Like, I like that. That makes me happy. I was actually pretty stoked to hear that story. I think that's good news. There's gonna be more good news, I'm sure. Plenty more. I mean, it's crazy that now you can automatically be registered for the draft at age 18, but you can't be registered to vote. That's a bad news thing. I just noticed that. But like, this is a good news thing. You know, at least some agencies, some companies, some corporations, whatever, are trying to look out for the little guy, which is pretty dope. I like that. I wish our government would do the same, but, you know, can't have everything, right? Where would you put it all? And we talked about video games just a second ago, right? I see Xbox trying to scam people into buying a Series X by, like, dropping the price of them.
I'm like, you're about fucking 3 years too late on that shit. And the only thing about it is you can't get one. I think the way it's working is like you can only get the console. You can only get that price for the console if you're trying to upgrade to that from another one. Like if you have a Series X and you just want one, they're like pay full price. But if you have like a Xbox One or, you know, something like that, then they're like, you can trade up and we'll give you a discount on it. I'm pretty sure they're probably pulling the cards out of the old consoles and trying to repurpose them. Something. Because, you know, RAM ain't cheap no more. Thanks, Terrace. Dun, 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 dun. But yeah, that's funny. That's actually not good news, but it's funny to me. And also they're trying to push the idea of we're going to rework the pricing of Xbox Game Pass because, you know, we want to offer a good value to our consumers. Put it back the way it was and leave it the fuck alone. There, I fixed it. You know what I mean? Nobody wanted the EA shit. Nobody wanted the Ubisoft shit. If they wanted it, they would have bought it piecemeal from those companies. You shoehorned it into Xbox because you're greedy. And then people started unsubscribing. Wop, 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 wop. I'm not surprised. Oh, I need to stretch for a second. I felt my leg kind of cramp up there. I was sitting kind of crisscross applesauce in my chair and felt my foot start to fall asleep. I'm like, that's not good news. But yeah, they were nice try there. Nice try there, buddy. Almost did it, Xbox. He almost made it. Almost made it. Oh, here's fun stuff. Because I'm streaming today as well. I streamed yesterday because I took Monday off to hang out with the family for the birthday girl. So I'll be streaming again today. But I want to go back and check on Animal Crossing because I finally got rid of Colton the horse in my village. I'm super stoked. I know it seems random to some of y'all, but if you've watched my streams before, you've seen me play Animal Crossing New Horizons more than a handful of times. I've been playing it for years. Intermittently more recently, but I still play it. And Colton the horse showed up somehow on my island. I think one of my other villagers moved out. Two of my villagers, one of them I accidentally allowed to move out. She was talking about, I wanted to try some new stuff, and I was trying to be encouraging, but I didn't know that was the dialogue track that would make her leave. So I really regretted that, so I've been more patient and focused on the villagers that I like and trying to keep them happy so they want to stay. I know that seems really weird to care that much about some villagers when I could give a shit about somebody who voted for Trump and is paying high gas prices. I don't claim to make sense on these things. This is just how I am. But Colton always irritated me, and everybody, I think, in my stream chat was kind of giggling at like how much he irritated me. I would do mean shit to Colton. Like, I would show up to his house and I'd open the door, because you can walk into the villagers' little homes in this game. I would come to his house, walk in, and then look in the door like, ugh, and then walk right back out. I wouldn't talk to him. I wouldn't play with any of his toys or sit on his couch or anything like that. I would just open the door, look at him, and then like walk right back out. I think one time I actually put like the disgusted emote up in the, while I went in his house, he looked at the door and I was like, ugh, and then turned around and walked out. He's like, what the fuck? So I've been snubbing him for weeks trying to get him to leave, and he just finally came up to me and was like, hey, I've been thinking about maybe seeing some new stuff. I'm like, please get the fuck off my island. So now I have to go back and I got to find out who's moving in. So I can go back to Animal Crossing today and find out who's going to take Colton's place. I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be fun to see. Yeah, I'm hoping that will happen. And if you're around today, maybe you'll get to see who's there. That'd be cool. I know you're going to get this and you're going to be like, what? I missed it. That's okay. You'll probably see the stream. The video on demand will still be there on Twitch. But before we close, I had this interesting video. I'm going to see if I can find the video. I lost it in like a social media slurry at one point. It was on Blue Sky, and somebody posted it to Blue Sky from Reddit. Posted it to Blue Sky from Twitter, and then it just disappeared because I don't really have Twitter like that. But it was this video of these triplets, all right? This might trigger some people a little bit. just know that it doesn't look like any of the kids were actually hurt. But if you see the video, it might make you a little feel some kind of way. Because I did. And I had some thoughts about it. I figured if I can find the video, I'll share it. If not, maybe you'll be able to find it and you can think about it yourself. So triplets, three brothers. They're probably maybe a year and a half, somewhere in that age, you know, somewhere in that range. And I didn't listen to the audio, but it looked like the mom was filming them, and she had sippy cups for all of them. You know, each of them had a sippy cup. And what she had done is she put them down the hallway and put like saran wrap or tape or something like that, like in the way, so the kids couldn't just walk straight to it. It was just like an invisible barrier. They walked into it, bang, oh, and you're thinking, oh, that's cute. You know what I mean? It's not harmful. She's not going to let the kids eat the shit. But they like they don't realize that there's saran wrap there, so they can't walk straight to the sippy cups. And like each of the three kids had a completely different reaction. They all kind of ran into the thing and like were testing it to figure out how to get to the sippy cups. One of them just kind of stood there with his thumb in his nose, like didn't even make an attempt to do anything. One of them was testing, you know, how do I climb through this? Do I scoot over, climb over it? Do I scoot under it? Do I pull it apart? And he pushed his ass through and went and got the sippy cups. The other one sat down and cried. I'm like, you know what? For everybody who was mad at the mom for doing this to the kids, I think it actually, and I felt some kind of way at the mom for this. I'm like, come on, man, really with the babies? But when I saw the reactions of each of the three kids, I'm like, you have just figured out who each of your children are with this very simple test. They have told you exactly who they are. And now everybody was kind of thrown by the little man who, you know, he got on his belly and scooted his feet underneath the saran wrap and then like wiggled backwards till he got through. And then he got the cups. So he was like, "Aye, check it out. I got the cups." The one baby was sitting there just kind of fussing. When he saw the other one get the cups, he cried immediately and just like threw a fit. The smart baby, he picked up all the cups and then he started handing them out. Like he was like, "Don't worry about it, dog. I got you." The crybaby just cried. He actually like swatted it away. And so he's like, "All right, fuck you too." And then gave it to the one who just, you know, not let's say the slow baby, but the don't give a fuck baby. He handed him the cup and the dude was like, "Preach," and then turned around and walked away. He's like, "One, I went about to stress myself to get these cups. Two, fuck Jerry. I'm not going to listen to this crying. I'm out." And he just left. I was like, yo, that baby right there. So smart baby is going to be a problem solver. He's going to be a world leader or some shit like that. That dude was just like, I saw a problem. And then not only did I try to find a way to fix it, even when people were crying and bitching and moaning, I still tried to help out. He ended up giving the other one like the third cup and he kept one for himself, but he was just like, "Hey man, all this crying ain't helping nobody. Just take the cup and shut up. I did the work for you." Like that baby's going to be somebody. The other one, I hate to say it. You should have seen, I'm not going to say it actually, because it's mean as fuck to say that about a baby because it's just a baby. It doesn't know any better. But there's a lot of people who are like, "That baby ain't about to be shit." I was like, yo. I was like, dude, come on, man. Like, when the problem was solved, there was literally no problem. You were never not going to get the cup. The mom was going to eventually give you something. You know what I mean? But your brother went and did the heavy lifting for you. He actually fixed it and then handed you everything you could have wanted. And he cried and swatted at it. I'm like, you can't even be happy when you win, dog. You didn't have to put no effort in. You didn't have to get your knees dirty crawling underneath this thing. You know what I mean? You had to get your hair stuck in a saran wrap, nothing. You just get it handed to you and you still bitching about it. I was like, you know, it's babies, so you can't really read that much into it. But it does kind of show you that there are those kinds of people out there. It was a very interesting little social experiment that this mom did. I'm like, and you just found out who your kids are right there. You got one that just can't be bothered, which was the funniest one because he was like, absolutely not. And then you got the one that's going to be fussy and whiny, which you're like, this one's going to be a lot to deal with. And then you got the problem solver. I'm like, so you can know each one of the kids and you know, we all know those people. We've all met those people.
And sometimes they're all the same person at the same time. It's crazy. But anyway, if I find the video, I'll drop it. But tell me what you think. If you find it before I, you know, if you find it and it's not the one that I, you know, if you find it before I could, you know, if you don't look at the one in the comments, if I don't find it, I don't know. If, I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. Basically, if I ain't got it here and you find it first, let me know what you think about it. I'd be interested to hear your comments. Again, hit me up at patreon.com/wanderingonestudios for free 99. Send me an email. Comments, questions, whatever, responses to anything I put in the podcast today. Thank you all very, very much. This is a much shorter episode. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay hydrated and wear sunscreen. It's getting hot out there. The sun's getting out there, so you want to make sure you wear sunscreen. You don't want to get the big C from the sun. But at least get outside and do some outside stuff every now and again so you get a little bit of sunlight. Wear sunscreen, drink water, and be good at it. I'll catch you guys a little further on down the road. Peace.